tonight, Thursday Night Football. Dallas in Detroit. Cowboys. Yeah. Lions. Dallas. Detroit. Thursday Night Football.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
What is today?
Do I smell cookies?
Do I smell cookies?
I smell cookies.
Today is National Cookie Day.
It is National Cookie Day.
Ah, I love the smell of cookies in the morning.
What kind of cookies do you want?
What kind of cookie you got there?
What kind of cookies are we talking about?
Freshly baked cookies.
What about the fresh baked cookies?
Cookies!
From the Dutch word for little cake.
Happy National Cookie Day.
It's showtime.
Yep, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? Well, how do you get us on the Alexa device? You have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And,
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
It's science. What else? Oh, yeah, you can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
Hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA, by the way, on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to the podcast. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. Each day we take all the show segments for the day and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And it lives on in purple patootie. So you can go back in time. It's like our virtual time machine. Because we do about 240 or some so episodes per year? Yeah, 240 some episodes per year. And all that stacks up. It's been about 4 years now that we've been repacking the show into a podcast. So, I mean, there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes that you can enjoy. Go back in time, listen to interviews and bits, and check out our bonus content. It's all there. The Mike Show VA podcast. And we're also available. Our show segments are in stereo, and they're on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA in living color. You can check us out, look at our goofy asses right there on your screen, whatever device is connected to your Facebook, the Book of Face, at the Mike Show VA. So you can use that handle, by the way, the Mike Show VA. For our Facebook, obviously, our Instagram, our YouTube, our X or Twitter, MySpace, whatever you're. No, we're not on the TikTok though. We're not on the TikTok. So, and I would need a young person to hook us up with the TikTok. Anyway, Reels. Yeah, I'd need a young person for that too. All right. Coming up on today's program. We have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We also have Theatre Thursday. Rose Ridge Players will be live in studio today as well. You can join us for that. Plus, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. And then there's this. We've got a list of the top 10 things kids get excited about during the holidays. And none of these are any stretch of the imagination, right? But somebody did a survey. They surveyed 2,000 millennial parents with young kids, and they asked what the kids get excited about during the holidays. So we've compiled this top 10 list, and then we've put together our own list, which is our top list, top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. You're not going to want to miss this. Let's do this. Let's go to break. And when we return, we'll do something. It might be Foster, or if you're on the podcast, it'll be top list. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Now, an ordinary kid on why Santa is better than Amazon.
First of all, Santa invented free overnight delivery. Amazon? Whatever. Santa is a nice jelly belly grandpa. Jeff Bezos is creepy and bald and has an even creepier girlfriend. Did she buy those on Amazon? Santa comes to town in a sleigh with reindeer. Amazon shows up in a dirty blue van blasting death metal. Santa wraps her presents and gently puts them under the tree. The tatted up Amazon guy casually tosses brown boxes on our porch and puts out a cigarette in the planter. Santa says, ho, ho, ho. Amazon says, more, more, more. Santa has elves that work for candy canes and gumdrops, while Amazon elves work for peanuts. Finally, I will never sit on Jeff Bezos' lap. Gross.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on Why Santa is Better Than Amazon.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Christmas. Christmas everything. Christmasosity. Christmas Tomos. Christmas Tice. Christmas Ton. Christmas, Christmas nonsense-ness, Christmas Tavia, Christmas Icity, Christmas Ossity, Chalk-a-con. Christmas is a time to drink Swiss Miss with Kris Kringle and Kris Kristofferson. And Christmas time is good enough for me. It's good enough for my fire hazard Christmas tree.
Yes, it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us. All right. So we've got a list here. It is a top 10 list. It's not our top list, though. We'll get to that. The holiday season sure is tough on kids. Posing for endless photos, those itchy sweaters, being forced to help decorate, and the mandatory hugs from relatives they barely remember. But I guess there are a few bright spots too, right? You know, like presents! Anyway, a website surveyed 2,000 millennial parents with young children and asked them what things kids get excited about during the holidays. I mean, this is all pretty self-explanatory, but let's start it at the bottom. Let's go from the bottom up. Yeah, I like to do it that way. Do it from the bottom up. Number 10, seeing extended family. 43% said that that's what they're most excited about I'm guessing it's mostly same-age children, though. Not the drunk, off-her-butt Aunt Susan. Number nine, staying up past their typical bedtime. 44% of kids said they like that. Outdoor activities at number eight with 51%. Snow, which we might get some. 52% said that at number seven. Family traditions, 60% at number six. Holiday entertainment, 62%. Mostly seasonal movies, TV shows, plays, and performances. Maybe not drunk off her butt Aunt Susan. Number four on the list, time off school for winter break. 66% of kids love that at number four. At number three, holiday foods and treats, mainly sugar, 67%. Holiday lights and decorations at 72% at number two. And of course, number one, presents. Yeah, 81% of kids get thrilled by presents. The other 19% might still be horrified by that episode of Hoarders you were watching. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, so back to the gifts. The number one answer. The average kid will ask parents about presents 51 times during the holiday season, which is about twice a day. And earmuffs. Believe it or not, the top place parents hide gifts is in closets. In their bedroom is second, followed by in the car, in the basement, and in the garage. So earmuffs. I meant to put that on the kids so that they couldn't hear. Well, anyway, I'm surprised storage units didn't make the cut on the top place parents hide gifts. But we digress. And, of course, in Santa's sack. So that brings us to our top list today. With children listing gifts, candy, and time off from school as the top reasons they love this time of the year. But who cares what a bunch of dumb kids think? Let's find out what the rest of us really appreciate with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. Here we go. Number one, eggnog is alcohol with protein. College bowl season, 41 opportunities to ignore the family. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. When our kids are being a pain in the ass, we can just point to a doll on the shelf and say, that elf's going to tell Santa. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. Those Christmas lights we leave dangling on our house all year long are finally in season. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. Holiday gifts our kids' teachers get are a great way to get rid of junk lying around the house. Yep. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. Watching white women fight over the last Starbucks holiday cup. That's always fun. Top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. The cat loves it when we make her wear tiny antlers. It's our top list today, top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. It's an excuse to watch our favorite Will Ferrell Christmas movie, Spirited. You know, the one with Ryan Reynolds. What, were you thinking of another one? There's another one? Anyway. top reasons adults get excited during the holidays. For 11 months a year, I'm fat. For one, I'm jolly. There you go. The mic. So, coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Stranger Things finale will show in theaters. Yes, you can pay for something you already pay to stream at home. Oh, that really is the upside down, isn't it? Travis Kelce says he and Taylor Swift have never had a single argument. Then he said it was one of her long list of rules. Research shows the size of your buttocks could predict your chance of diabetes. And to a lesser extent, your chance of being liked by Sir Mix-a-Lot. And hackers are targeting home security cameras for sexual footage to blackmail residents. Fortunately, I'm safe because I'm married. This is not headline news.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. All right, it's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain. It is thickening clouds throughout the day. We can expect winter to make an appearance, I believe, overnight into 7 p.m. tomorrow, sometime around 1 o'clock. Do we have a meteorologist we can check in with? No? What are we doing with that damn camera? Anyway, yeah, let's check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. So happy you could join us. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for 5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Adding bubbles to a bath keeps the water warm for a longer period of time. I did not know that. Number 2. The biggest park in the U.S. is Adirondack Park in upstate New York. It's bigger than Death Valley and Yellowstone combined. It's 6 million acres, which also makes it bigger than 5 entire states. Number three. I like their chairs, too. Number three. You Can't Touch This is only MC Hammer's fifth highest charting song on the Billboard Hot 100. It peaked at number eight. Four of his other songs did better. Pray, Have You Seen Her, Too Legit to Quit, and Adam's Groove. Number four, Tijuana, Mexico is further north than Savannah, Georgia. And number five, when Sega was marketing Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in 1992, they decided to build hype by releasing it on a Tuesday. It stuck, and for decades, Tuesday was the official release date for video games. Things are less structured now, but Tuesdays are still the most common release day of the week. And those are your five random facts. Ding, ding,
ding. This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three, four, five.
Random facts.
Yeah, and you even get to learn to count. All right, coming up, we have sounds. We are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program, and that means Foster is joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
My week has been going well. I am already having withdrawal from Thanksgiving, and I'm looking forward to my next holiday, but these next 3 weeks are going to fly by. We've already been busy this week. I'm sure we'll have more to do over the next two.
Did you throw away your leftovers or did you eat them all?
I actually ate most of them.
Okay.
But we were thrown a bit of a curveball because we were just going to have, you know, my core family Thanksgiving. And then all of my uncles showed up and one of them brought an entire smoked turkey.
Ooh.
We still have some of the smoked turkey. We're not exactly sure what to do with it.
Freeze it. Now
that's what's been decided upon by the forces that be. That's the only remaining leftover that we had.
You gotta freeze it now. Otherwise you're gonna get ill. Don't chance it.
I mean, we were eating like turkey soup and turkey sandwiches. I'm sick of it. I can't do turkey. I'm done with it.
Did turkey tacos. I made turkey soup yesterday, just a small batch. We coming off Thanksgiving and now back into the work week has been a bit of a struggle. I'm on the struggle bus, but we're powering through. And then, you know, we've got Christmas coming right around the corner. That's not why we're here. We're here to talk
about the
Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce and some upcoming things to wrap up the year, ways that you can boost your business. But from time to time, Foster brings us a guest. And today, if you're watching the show segment on Facebook Live, you can see quite clearly that we have plenty of guests on the screen. We can accommodate more, though. We have the technology. But who did you bring? And we'll talk with our guests.
So we have three guests, but one chamber member. So
gotcha.
I've got Paul, Emily, and Jeff here with me today from Vista Media.
Okay.
And if you're local to the area, you might be a little bit familiar with the name, but you're probably more familiar with some of their publications because they are a publishing company. But I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and hand it off to Paul, who's got all the history, all the information, all the recent updates ready for you.
Nice. Well, welcome to the program, everybody. Paul, tell us about Vista Media and give us a little bit of history and background of your company. And then let's talk about getting into this market and Lynchburg, Roanoke and all of that.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah. Vista Media. We're a 35-year company. Our specialty is publishing different hospitality lifestyle magazines, as well as digital marketing in localized areas that we operate. We're located, our home office is in Virginia Beach, but we have offices now in Roanoke, the Lynchburg area, and along the coast as well. So with our local brands there, with Lynchburg in particular, we really have some fascinating items that have happened lately. Just the market continues just to thrive. The business community continues to thrive. So the part I'd like to touch on first is talking about not so much our Lynchburg Living title, which the current issue is now out, our November-December issue. It has the Idea House that's actually located in Bedford, and some other, you know, holiday gift guides and things like that going on in it. But with Emily, I'd like to get her to talk about our Lynchburg business product, because we really have taken a big leap forward with that as we look into 2026.
Well, Emily, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today and joining us. You are the associate editor at Vista Media, and you're here. You're here in the Lynchburg area.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your role and tell us about your publications.
Sure. So I've actually been writing for Vista Media for more than a decade, and I just started as associate editor back in October, and I just kind of hit the ground running. I am at the helm of our wedding magazine, which Paul will go a little bit more into that in terms of exciting updates with that magazine. But for Lynchburg Business, I'm at the helm of Lynchburg Business as well. And the super exciting update that we have for everyone is that we are transitioning, the production cycle is increasing from 4 issues per year to 6 issues per year.
Wow.
Yeah. And each issue has a different theme. So currently, in the past, our themes were Market Report, 20 Under 40, which is about like young professionals, women in business and manufacturing. And we'll be adding Small Business and Innovation and Healthcare and Human Services to that lineup. So we're very, very excited to be adding those different issue themes to the lineup.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time in this new position. It's fantastic.
Now, if you would have said maybe as early as 10 years ago, with digital taking such a huge, huge chunk of people's attention, and to look at print and to say, well, you know, how long is this going to be relevant? But you guys have really, really stepped up, and people, you know what? People like this. They like to hold on to something. They like to have something to view other than a screen. And they also like to have it on a screen too. So we'll talk with Jeff about that in just a moment. And I also wanted to share something with you guys, just so that you know who you're talking to here. and thanks so much for the community that voted us Lynchburg Living's best radio DJ for the 2026 edition. We took bronze, by the way. So, you know, we weren't number one.
That's exciting.
We weren't number one, but you know,
maybe getting up there though. That's
maybe
awesome.
Next year. Well, this is the first time, by the way, that we scored one of these. And you know, not that I was, you know, bitter or anything at all, but you know, it just seemed like the same radio DJ just kept winning year after year after year. Anyway, hi. Anyway. Are we talking to Jeff now?
You can come back to me as I lead into maybe a little bit about our current, you know, growth pattern there in the market, if that's okay, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just to hit on your point about the print piece, you know, print, it really, what we're seeing is the quality of the content, the hyper-local content, the quality of the paper, the magazine. And it just, when people go through the pages of the magazine, it almost creates a need that you didn't know that you had before you opened the magazine. You didn't really realize that you wanted that brand new kitchen until you see this nice kitchen in there, and then it gets you to think along those lines. So it's really, you know, the media is coming back, and yeah, when we couple it with digital, it's huge. But recently, I would say early November, there's been a local publishing company out of Roanoke area called Leisure 360.
All right.
And they're a 50-year-old company. Richard Wells was the owner, founder, very well known. And they've published the Virginia Travel Guide for 20 years and have done a lot of stuff in conjunction with Virginia Tourism Corporation. They also published the Roanoker magazine, Blue Ridge Country magazine, and then like a wedding magazine, as well as different retirement magazines. So they're a pretty major publishing and digital company. However, in early November, we merged with them.
Nice.
And it really makes us one of the largest publishing and digital marketing companies in Virginia.
And having that synergy and that one stop shop, and having all of those talented individuals under one umbrella, if you will, that really makes a difference.
Yes, yes, we're able to really fine tune our efficiencies of scale, not just on the production and the product itself, but how we service customers.
Yeah.
And then the depth of understanding. I mean, the years of experience. I mean, with Leisure, a lot of their employees are, you know, 15 to 25 year employees. So we're really, the knowledge that is there is just tremendous. So really, to being on the forefront of the hospitality marketing, not just for the state of Virginia, but also in North Carolina, it really puts us in a good point with that. And with the digital, it really, they've got a great digital offering and services as well. So we're able to really combine our synergies with that. So
nice.
there's a lot of influences.
And you've got the connection to all of those communities as well. With having those employees that are there and they've been there for that long, you have that connection. It's not like you're coming into the market, setting up shop brand new without and having to develop those connections over time. This is a really, really good thing for the area.
Yeah, that's incredible. You guys have talked a decent bit about the local business community and its growth and just kind of seeing how innovative it's become. But I think you guys are kind of not showing your own stuff, because you are one of the businesses that are growing and thriving in this area and helping to make it what it is. I mean, seriously, that's amazing. That's kind of against the narrative that you typically hear about publishing. Normally content is taken away, issues are taken away, companies, you know, are segmented or bought up by national companies, and the hyper-local kind of goes away, but you guys are expanding it. And that is so valuable for telling local stories and getting the news out there about the people that are doing great work here. So kudos to you. That's amazing.
And we've been seeing just from our own successes, hyper-local is, you know, as bigger companies come in and they cut, bigger national companies come into the media landscape. I've experienced that myself through a number of different mergers and acquisitions. And as the content suffers and the hyper-local goes away, that actually creates opportunities. It created an opportunity for our show, and it certainly creates opportunities for your company as well to cover those local stories and to reach those local advertisers and to reach the local audience. Folks want that, and bigger companies come in. You know, you got to cut somewhere. You got to, you know, cut the overhead or make this or make that. But your business model is quite the opposite.
Very pleased to be able to do that. And we just got a wonderful staff. Our editors, Liz Long, editor of the Roanoker, Emily and Megan Williams, our editor in chief. I mean, we thrive on the hyper-local and the stories that both that the Bedford, the Lynchburg, the Roanoke areas have is just it's a deep well of opportunity there.
That's tremendous. Well, Jeff, you were going to talk about the digital side of things. What are you seeing in the landscape? I know this is everywhere. This is pretty much the preferred device of choice or the preferred media of choice. What are you seeing out there? And tell us about your digital strategy.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Mike. And congratulations on your bronze place. I hope to see you at the Best of Party on the 31st of January.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Buy you a beverage for your winnings. thanks for having me. But, Lynchburg Living and Lynchburg Business Magazine is the reason that I joined.
Sorry,
you're fine. It's the reason that I joined our team. It's everywhere, and it's got such a stronghold in our community in terms of people that understand it and love the product. So when I go and talk to people, the first thing I say to them is, "Hey, are you familiar with Lynchburg Living?" And usually that's my end to get in to talk to people just because they love that product so much. But we are a full service digital ad agency as well. And, we start from the ground and build folks' websites. And then we implement strategies for them to be able to, like you said, holding that phone in your hand to stay in front of their targeted audiences. And I think the most important thing is putting together not only a strategy for someone that is solution driven, but also something that's data driven for our clients. So we're not just going in and saying, "Hey man, how much money do you have to spend today?" It's more along the lines of, "Hey, what can your share of voice be in our community? And how can I implement strategies to be able to go after my targeted audiences and put together a program that we can show results for? We can show conversions and we can be on that phone in everybody's pocket that's a targeted audience for someone within a specific business model."
One of the things that I like so much about this is the metrics. We can look and see exactly how many ears or how many eyes viewed a particular product. And we can show that. We can show how many people clicked through something. And likewise, with your digital strategies, you can do that, and you can show real results and even project, "Hey, if you invested this much money, this is the projected rate of return. This is how many folks we feel you will be able to connect with." And that's really, really important because people, man, they just don't want, how much money do you got? And let's throw it at the wall and see what sticks. They actually want to get results. And it's a results-driven industry at this point. Budgets are tight. So, stick with what works.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I love Shark Tank. And one of the things they talk about on there all day long is, what's your customer acquisition cost?
Yeah.
And so one of my main things that I do every month is I sit down with my clients and we go through the reporting, not just showing them the clicks, like you said, in terms of, how many people come to their site from the strategies we're running for them. But I like to show them conversions. I like to show them people that are engaging with them on their sites that book an appointment or press a button to call them. It's not just about showing web traffic. It's about showing, I led that horse to water and look here, they're drinking from it. So, it's from there, it's just a relationship after that point, because, I'm not only showing them a strategy and building something for them that works, but I'm showing them results too.
That is fantastic. Jeff, how long have you been with the company?
I've been with Vista Media for 3 years now.
Okay.
But I've been in marketing media sales for the past 12.
That is fantastic. Well, congratulations, everybody, on your success and on your recent acquisition, Paul. That's tremendous growth. It's encouraging to see that in today's economy, and especially in Lynchburg and Roanoke, we're faring pretty well. Versus maybe other parts of the country and other sectors, but this is encouraging news. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Absolutely. Now, who wants to field this? Where do folks get in touch with you, and how can they learn more?
VistaMediaInc.com. is our website, and just come there, and that shows the services that we offer. And also, you can, if you want to locally, go to LynchburgLivingMag.com. We can connect with you through there. And Jeff, what's the best way to connect with you with the digital services?
You can call my cell phone. It's area code 864. I'm from South Carolina, so I'm still getting a 434 number, but it's 864-617-9373. Or you can look me up on Facebook, and Vista Media has my contact information as well, or LynchburgLiving.com.
Nice. And we'll link up everything on this broadcast as well. If you check out The Mike Show VA on our Facebook page, you'll see the link, and folks can get in touch with you there. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Emily, do you want to say anything? Because I know you're always on the lookout for a new creative editorial.
Sure. So people can contact me. I'm Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, at VistaMediaInc.com. And you can also find Lynchburg Business Magazine's website is LynchburgBusinessMag.com. I am on the writing side of things, so I like to give things a creative spin. So you will see some of that in Lynchburg Business Magazine. Anytime anyone, we're always like looking for new writers as well. So you can email me if you're interested in writing for really either of the publications, but Megan Williams, our editor-in-chief, is still the point person for Lynchburg Living Magazine. But we are super excited about this first issue of the year, the market report issue. We have some really exciting news, and I know we're trying to wrap this up, but the airport adding that daily jet service.
Absolutely, yeah.
So exciting. So there's going to be a story about that. The Flora Apartments.
Yes,
Bedford. That I had a lot of fun writing that story. Nice. So there's a lot of heart in Lynchburg business as well. I think a lot of people are super familiar with Lynchburg Living, yep. and that really is like such a fantastic product. And that is the main magazine that I wrote for many, many years before starting this job. But it's been really fun to take the business magazine and really get kind of creative with that as well. So we really want to emphasize that the business magazine is for everyone. It's not just for business leaders. It's especially for them. Yep. We have a great relationship with the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. Megan Lucas, their CEO, mm-hmm. is fantastic. Everyone there is fantastic. But we really want all readers to pick up Lynchburg business as well. So absolutely. Just wanted to emphasize that.
And Emily, I'm going to get in contact with you guys because, quite frankly, I have some collaborative ideas that we can maybe do in 2026.
I love to hear that. Please.
Yep. I'd love to have you guys on the regular talking about upcoming issues and things that have just came out and stories and things. So we'll talk.
Perfect.
Guys, thank you so much for taking time today. We really, really appreciate it. Foster. What is coming up with the chamber?
I'll just very quickly mention two ribbon cuttings that we have going on. We okay. have one this Saturday, December 6th at 10:30 a.m. for the Peacock Shop. They're a brand new cafe, community space and gift shop located right in the heart of Bedford. If you've ever driven through downtown Bedford, you've probably seen the big white building at the corner of Main Street and Bridge Street. They're right there. This Saturday is the Bedford Christmas Parade. So the streets will be closed, but luckily for you, the Peacock Shop is right on the parade route. So if you plan to come on out and watch the floats, just walk on over, come say hello, come check it out. There's a lot of cool things. They're excited to be officially open, and we're excited to welcome them to Bedford. Next week, we also have a ribbon cutting for our friends at Fast Signs. They are celebrating 10 years of operation, and they just moved to a brand new location, which is more than triple their space. Nice. When they started in 2015, they had 4 employees, and now they have 12. So it's super exciting. We're excited to go on out there. I will be there for that. I wasn't sure if I could go originally, but I will be there, and they're going to do tours, equipment demonstrations, giveaways, refreshments, all the things. So I highly recommend coming out for that. That's Wednesday, December 10th at 9:15 a.m. If you have to come a little later, that's fine. But if you come any earlier, our Force Leads group, which has been meeting for, I think, 18 years now, they'll be meeting there that morning. So you might stumble upon some people hanging out, sharing business leads, doing a presentation. But you're welcome to join them. And I hope to see you either this Saturday or next Wednesday. Lots of great stuff for our local businesses.
Absolutely. If you'd like to learn more, visit BedfordAreaChamber.com. You can find out, check out all the events, check out everything that's coming up. And also, if you are looking to boost your business in 2026, maybe you hit your goals, maybe you didn't in 2025, and you're going, you know, what could I do different? What could I do better? You can add the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce if you're not a chamber member. It's very, very affordable, and you will connect with over 400 businesses, thousands of contacts that you're not talking to right now. So get with them, learn more, BedfordAreaChamber.com. Foster, gang, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having us. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got Theatre Thursday. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre Thursday. Each and every Thursday, we bring in a guest from the theater world, local theater world. Today's no exception. Janet Rose.
Hi. Hi.
What are the odds you would be on my couch?
How cool is that?
Yeah, that is like
You're super welcome. Cool.
That is like this is one of the coolest moments.
Aww.
to have media icon Janet Rose joining this tiny little award-winning radio show.
That's great. You're wonderful. I'm glad to be here.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking time today. But you're here. Well, partly to talk about a radio show,
yeah,
and partly to talk about theater,
yes,
and the combination of the two.
It's two shows in one.
Yay! This is really, really cool, and there's no peanut butter involved.
There's not.
At least I don't think. And Megan's joining us. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us about your upcoming performance and your organization. It's Rose?
It's Rose Ridge Players.
There we go. Okay.
It's the Rose Ridge Players.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And see, if I would have had notes in the proper place,
right,
then I would have been able to just
understood
appear smart. And I'm not really. But,
understood.
But when did you start Rose Ridge Players?
We started about 4 years ago. And Megan's been with us pretty much from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
But this kind of started as a love letter to my dad.
Oh,
my
wow.
dad had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And I was kind of going through that journey with him.
Yeah.
And Rose Ridge is where my dad grew up. And it's where Virginia and Tennessee and Kentucky meet.
Yeah.
Is where Rose Ridge is located.
Okay.
So it's in the heart of the Appalachia. And we come from a long line of storytellers and singers. And Daddy would talk a lot in his last days about Rose Ridge, about the stories, and about radio. They were the first family to get a radio on the ridge.
Oh, wow.
And people would come from all over to listen to the radio in their home.
That's fantastic.
And then, of course, his daughter, you know, he had a daughter and she grew up and she got into radio and he thought that was really cool. And so it kind of started from that. I wanted to pay homage to him. I wanted to keep that storytelling alive and the music alive of the Appalachia. So that's kind of how it started.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. It's a wonderful tribute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and Megan, how did you get involved?
Janet put a casting call out. Okay. We had just moved to Lynchburg, and I was looking for opportunities. And I had followed, we were at Second Stage Amherst that first year.
Right.
Okay. And I had followed them because I didn't know if they were like a theater performance space or a place to go buy vegetables.
Just trying to figure it out, right?
I was just trying to figure it out.
And they were both.
Yeah, they were both.
Nice.
And so they posted about auditions, and I had always wanted to get into like radio performances, you know, live radio drama and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this was just a great opportunity. And so I walked in the door and I met Janet, and I sang Silver and Gold by Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
and,
you did.
And then we talked about our mutual history. My family has a long history in Appalachia as well.
Okay.
And we cried. And that was it. Like, that was...
You sealed the deal.
Started. Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. It was good stuff.
It was so fun that first year. We did four shows that
we did
first year. It was a lot.
We sure did.
Wow. So. Well, that's fantastic. Well, you have an upcoming show, and this is at Cedar Oaks Farm. Tell us about it.
So the show is about the Bedford Boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it takes place in Bedford, Virginia. And of course, Cedar Oaks Farm is in Bedford. And actually,
wonderful venue,
Glenn,
by the way.
It is beautiful. And Glenn Thomas came to our show last year.
Yeah.
And came up to us after the show and said, "You've got to bring a show to our venue." And so we've been working on it since last December.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this particular show has music and storytelling. It's in the form of a World War II era radio play.
Okay.
It's kind of a play within a play,
I guess. Within a play. Yeah.
And it's about three of the Bedford Boys who are in on leave from Fort A.P. Hill. And it's going to be their last Christmas because just a few months later in September, they're going to ship off and go to Europe. And things are about to change.
Yeah.
And this play talks about how keenly aware the family and the community is that things could potentially change. And they want to make the most of this last Christmas that they have together. Yeah. Potentially the last Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so this is done in the style of an old radio performance, an old radio drama or radio play.
Right.
But it will be live for everybody to view and watch it happen.
And everybody that comes will be a part of that live audience. We've got the applause sign. We've got the on-air signs.
Nice.
They'll be all a part of it. And then it's being recorded live, and then it's going to be edited and played back on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
That is fantastic.
So it's going to be
everything.
Live Foley sound, live band, all of it.
This is a tremendous idea. Where did you get the idea? I've always wanted to do something like this, but where did you get
the idea?
Careful
what you say, Mike. Be very, very careful.
Yes, I may possibly.
We always seem to be short of men.
Yes. The Rose Ridge Players is made up of a lot of veteran radio people.
Okay.
So Steve Mann, I don't know if
I love Steve.
Yeah.
Steve's voice is all over this.
Yeah. Steve is one of our most favorite people in the whole world. We adore him. And he has so many voices inside him.
The man?
The man. He is the voice man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve, I met in radio. We met Mark Lamb. I met in radio.
Yeah.
Jeff Taylor is in this production.
This is fantastic.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
When we also have some actors from the theater world. Do you want to talk
about? Sure. So we have Patrick McCorkle and Todd Pitch and Sawyer Honeycutt.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Nancy and Karis.
Yes.
Their last names are shooting right out of
my
head.
It just went away,
Nancy and Karis.
And they're new this year.
They are new this year.
Actually, we met Nancy, who's the mother, because we were looking for a Karis.
And I've done work with Nancy and Karis with Little Town Players.
And
so I've known them for
amazing. A little... Little Karis is incredible.
She's so good.
It's like watching the first time we did a read through with her.
Yeah.
all of us kind of looked at each other and said, do you feel like you were just at the filming of the Christmas story, the yeah. Peanuts Christmas story? Because yeah. she sounds like one of the little children.
She's got a real raspy
little
voice.
Little Peppermint Patty kind of thing.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Going on. She's a great little singer mm-hmm. and just very sweet. And the show is very touching, but it's also pretty funny.
Yeah, it's real funny. Yeah.
Nice. So. And this opens up when?
It opens up on Friday, tomorrow.
Okay.
Next Friday.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, we're jumping ahead. I'm like that. I am okay. I'm a week ahead as well. I have it up on screen as December 12th.
It is December 12th.
December 12th, 13th.
Right. Yep.
And that's at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then you have a matinee on the 14th at 2 p.m.
That one is probably at this point is sold out.
Okay.
You're... stand a better chance at getting tickets on Saturday, probably. Yeah. Friday's also filling up pretty quickly.
Gotcha.
And your ticket price does include your refreshments, mm-hmm. which are all themed to
yes.
the play
okay.
as well.
Nice.
That's kind of fun. So we have some interesting characters
yes.
in the show, for sure.
Very, very cool. And this is the Christmas List at Cedar Oaks Farms, mm-hmm. and its benefits, the National Center for Healthy Veterans.
Yeah, so it's a story that pays a tribute to our veterans,
yeah.
and the money raised will help our current veterans. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
And the work that they do at, it used to be Valor Farms, now it's the National Center for Healthy Veterans.
So. Okay. You can learn more if you visit cedaroaksfarm.com/tickets, and you can get the tickets there, and we'll link that up on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA if you head over to our Facebook page. So I typically ask this question of all the actors and all the performers that join us on Theatre Thursday. And Janet, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Because I believe you've already answered this question, but I'm dying to see if it changed, if okay. the answer's changed.
Yeah, sure.
Janet, what is a performance that you like? Let's say it's the one that you absolutely positively love the most, or a show that you've done, or something. What is, and it can be more than one, but what's the one that really, you know, really tugs at you, and you say, man, that was one of my favorite
roles. If I could go
back
and do it again?
Yeah, my favorite role, my favorite play.
Probably one that I did with Libby Gadsky, mm-hmm. and it was nice. Commerce Street
mm-hmm. nice.
Theater, mm-hmm. but it was Renaissance then.
At the time, yeah.
And we did a show called Honky Tonk Angels.
Nice.
And it was very music heavy.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was a fun. The blonde wigs were a little bit off-putting, but but it was so much uh-huh. fun. It was so much work, but it was so much fun. And of course, the shows
yeah.
that we do, I go back and do them all over nice. Again.
Yeah.
So. What's a role that you would aspire to play, but you have not yet had the opportunity?
Still Magnolias, probably.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Very yeah. cool. I can see
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'd probably like to do that.
Nice. And Megan,
sure.
What's been your favorite role
so,
to date?
It has not changed.
Okay. Right.
Musical is still Audrey and Little Shop of Horrors.
No, nice. Yes.
I really don't think I'm going to top that. And then play is definitely Young Earl Dean and the Buttercups Were Lovely That Year.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are still at the top for me. I don't. It's going to be hard to top
you
those.
Get that off your bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then aspiring?
Oh, aspiring, again, still looking for blessings. Something that I'm looking forward to this next year. I've been doing developmental work with David Walton on his new musical, Cleveland, the almost totally true story of Grover Cleveland. And I think we have maybe
almost.
Some... yeah. I think we have some exciting news coming up for that maybe this spring. I am not authorized to say anything, but
right.
just but maybe a little something,
Mom's
maybe
the
a little
word.
Something, yeah, maybe a little something's coming up about that
okay.
in a couple months. So I'm excited for that.
All right, well, stay tuned, and we will hopefully get the dip.
Yeah,
and let folks know.
I'll try and get David on here, and
yeah.
we can talk about it.
That would be cool. It is the Christmas List. It's at Cedar Oaks Farm, December 12th, 13th, 7 p.m. December 14th matinee at 2 p.m. Look online. Go to Cedar Oaks Farm's website, which is cedaroaksfarm.com/tickets to purchase tickets. Obviously, if a play is sold out, it'll let you know, right?
It will. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And our social, we'll have it up on the social.
All right.
Well.
So and check out, yes, check out social media, which is
the Rose Ridge Players. If they look it up, they can find it that way.
Yep. Rose Ridge Players. And we'll link that up as well on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you taking time today. And I appreciate we ran long with an earlier segment. So I appreciate your flexibility on, coming in a little bit later. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition coming up. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This tooth is killing me and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, let's go directly to viral videos. Here's a funny moment from Thanksgiving Day's National Dog Show when commentator John O'Hurley, yes, he's Peterman on Seinfeld, talked about how the sheepdog's hair was hiding its eyes.
The old English sheepdog?
80 pounds of hair and 2 pounds of actual dog hair. As I have said before, if the judge picks through all of that hair and finds only one eye, he's got the wrong end of the dog.
In the buttocks,
A New Zealand TV reporter was wrapping up a shot when a bird flew into her face. Here's what happened.
Wardrobe is going to be short-lived. Yeah.
Oh.
You
all right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just went straight into you.
My eye.
Your eye?
Yeah.
You're bleeding.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. The reporter is 32-year-old Jessica Tyson. She's okay, but she says she'll only do indoor reporting from now on. Calm down, Jessica. We'll save that one for stupid criminals. How about this? A family's dog in Oklahoma earned a Guinness World Record with his tongue. Yep, it was measured at 7.83 inches long. Here's Angela Pick talking about her dog, Ozzy, and his tongue.
Ozzy is the new record holder for the longest tongue on a living dog. His measurement is 19.89 centimeters long, which is 7.83 inches. He has always had a tongue that sticks out of his mouth ever since he was born, but there's nothing medically wrong with him. We've had it looked at a couple times by a veterinarian. There's no dental issues and there's nothing. It's just abnormally, awkwardly long.
I think we found the name of today's episode. Abnormally, awkwardly long. Thank you. All right. This isn't criminal. I don't think there were charges, so we're not going to save it for stupid criminals, but it is definitely gross. A DoorDash driver in Florida dropped a chicken wing on the concrete. This was caught on camera, and he put it back in the box, the chicken wing, and then licked his fingers. Here's licked his fingers. I said, like,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, thank you. I, you know.
Nice beaver.
No, chicken
thank
wings.
You. I just had it stuffed.
Chicken
Let
wings.
Me help you with
we
that.
Hit the wrong ones. This one. Thank you. Well, that might be what homeowner Trina Brown sounds like, talking about what had happened.
She said, Mom, all he had to do was knock on the door and say, hey, it was really one boneless wing out of 12 that dropped on the ground. I dropped this, just wanted to let you know, if he can't deliver food with due care, then maybe there's something else out there for him to do. Secondly, on DoorDash's behalf, I'm not really sure what the training is, you know, but maybe it's time to bring the drivers in or require them to have some type of training.
Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Let's see, skip all that, skip down to, are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Comedian Tommy Drake has an interesting observation on food prep during the holidays.
We've all noticed old people will come out of retirement to cook something for the holiday. And the older you are, the better your gravy is. That's how that works. I don't know why, but I'm curious. I'm paying attention. I'm trying to learn. Near as I could tell, you have to have an arthritic grip on a fork and some sort of palsy to get all the lumps out. Get a good dew on it. Grandma stopped taking her pills last week. This is going to be the best gravy ever. She made meringue in 12 seconds this afternoon. She's faster than the mixer. That's a house record.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, vigorously, and maybe like you like it, or at least make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupider if we could possibly even. That's all on the way with stupid criminals. Coming up, that. But first, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. A man in Florida was being investigated by the police, and he had a novelty doormat that said here. I'm going to share this up on screen. For those of you watching on Facebook Live, yep, the doormat reads, come back with a warrant. Mm-hmm. So they did. They say 57-year-old Chris Music of Dayton Beach had been posing as a real estate investor creating fake documents that made it look like he owned a bunch of properties. He used them as collateral to take out big loans and buy other properties. And then he'd rent those places out, pocket the money, and never pay back the loans. Police say their financial crimes unit interviewed him and established enough probable cause to, quote, execute a search warrant, thereby satisfying the doormat's request. He's facing forgery and grand theft charges. Let me see what he looks like. He's pretty. What's his name? All right. Let's see. Get rid of that. Stop sharing. Boom. Do we have another one? We had another one. Ooh, this one was interesting. Where did this happen? Ooh, the Russian jewelry house. Okay, I'm going to stop proofreading, and I'm just going to read the damn story. One of the first jeweled eggs ever made just sold at auction for a record $30 million on Tuesday. The Russian jewelry house made its way back in 19. The Russian jewelry house made it way back in 1913. See, there is a reason I should proofread. And what are the odds of two fancy egg stories in 1 week? Did you hear about the 32-year-old guy who got arrested in New Zealand the other day? He tried to steal a small Fabergé egg from a jewelry store in Auckland by swallowing it. He walked into the store last Friday, popped it in his mouth, didn't even make it back outside. They arrested him in the store. The egg he swallowed is part of a special edition James Bond-themed necklace called the Octopussy Surprise Locket. It's covered in green enamel, 183 diamonds, and valued around $19,000, not $3 million. Only 50 of them were made, though. Should be more expensive than that. The 1983 movie centers on a fake Fabergé egg that's auctioned off. So it's a reference to the egg in the film. Okay, it's not clear if it could be digested, but it might hurt the resale value. Last we heard, police were still, quote, waiting for nature to take its course.
In the butt talk, so.
Yeah. It's been almost a week, though. Oh, good Lord. Let's take a look at what the egg looks like. Oh, yeah, it's got the little octopus in there and everything. Ooh, I got to share this. Here we go. Share screen. If you want to see what this thing looks like, just go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA, unless you're already watching. And there it is. That is stunning. Ooh, and he swallowed it. Ooh, look at the edges on that, the things on the side. Good God, that would hurt. Anyway, all right. Well, he's also our Darwin. He's our Darwin Award winner of the day, too. All right, what else? Do we have another story, or are we going directly to the good news? I think we're going directly to the good news. Nope, I don't want to see the egg again. No, what about this one? We do have another story. A Waymo took a left turn in Los Angeles right in the middle of a police standoff. And it's all on video. A rep for Waymo says the vehicle, it's one of those driverless cars. A rep for Waymo says the vehicle cleared the scene and the passengers made it safely to their destination. Here's a bystander reacting to the Waymo. And then you can hear officers giving instructions to a person that they have held at gunpoint.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is that Waymo doing?
Lord. All right. Is there anything else? No. Okay, good news. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A positive influencer from Australia, a positivity influencer from Australia. I'm going to put that on my business cards from now on. Take three. A positivity influencer from Australia shared a video this week of a guy near Detroit named Ed Bambus. He's a veteran who's still working at the age of 88, full-time at a grocery store. Sam Weidenhofer. Weidenhofer has 2.3 million followers on Instagram. He posted the video on Monday, and within days, they pitched in over, get this, $1 million to help Ed retire. Here is some of the original video, and then Ed and Sam talking about the experience.
Retired from General Motors in 99. 2012, they went bankrupt, and they took my pension away from me.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a wife?
She passed away 7 years ago.
I try very hard to go to her gravesite every day and say hi.
No 88-year-old in America should have to work because they need to, and that breaks my heart. I just wanted to give him a chance to, like, retire, you know, or at least have some comfort.
During the time of the news report and interviews, Ed didn't know that they had over $1 million to give him. So it's quite the good news story. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow. Take three. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition, the finally Friday edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
3 4.